Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension Magic Radio. I'm your host. My name is Ron Eich, and if you're new to the show, I do these every Saturday at 12:30, and I do angel intuitive readings. Sundays, I typically have spiritual topics that I talk about. Today, I was guided to work with Archangel Raphael and to do a show about healing, and to take calls from people and share any intuitive messages that I might receive, and just help everybody to, and also do a quick meditation to bring some healing into your world. Now, I do feel like the energy is getting better. I know there was a couple of weeks where you might have felt a little uneasy. I know this past week, too, I was very tired, personally. I don't know about you, but I was like, exhausted, and it felt like we were going through this transitionary period, and I do feel like that's kind of come to a peak. I feel like things are going to get better for us as we go through the month of March, because we're just starting March. And if you've listened to my show in January, I said that March is really the month that's about financial stability, about abundance, about having respect for the blessings and acknowledging the many blessings that you have, because as you do, more of that comes into your life. It's also a month about family. There could be possible announcements of pregnancy or childbirth. And it's also connecting in light and love and increasing this process through the ascension process that we go through. You might be wondering why the show is titled Multidimensional Healing. I came up with that last year because, in truth, we exist everywhere at once. We're on all different dimensions. And that includes the you, the version of you that's completely healed, extremely spiritual and psychic, amazing. And there's the version of you that's full of sickness and disease and, you know, negative energy and this whole opposite you, and everything in between, okay? They all exist simultaneously. You have a choice into which dimensional part of you you wish to connect with. In truth, right now, you are healed. In truth, everything you need is given to you. In truth, you are perfect, you are whole, you are complete. Sometimes we don't become aware of that because we focus on what's lacking, what's missing, what's wrong with ourselves, the problems that we have. And that's the reality that we put ourselves in. In this current energy that we're in, whatever you think instantly manifests itself, that reality that you put yourself in. And that's true for whether it's health, but it's also true for politics. If we're putting our energy into, you know, worrying about a particular politician taking over and creating fear and distrust, then we're putting more of that vibration out there into the universe. We should certainly be alarmed of people who are dishonest and who are, you know, not of integrity, but by putting our energy on that and focusing on our fears is what's going to manifest instead of what we really want, which is peace and love. So put your intentions on perfect health, perfect healing, perfect peace, and everything else that you could think of that we would want to have in our world, and that's the world that you will experience. And then we also not only have our individual consciousness, we have our collective consciousness. So it's this double-edged sword. We have our own individual view, but then we also have the collective. And as more of us awaken and believe the same things, we're more likely to have that in our experience. So that's why the show is called Multidimensional Healing, because we exist on these multiple dimensions at once. It's important for you to choose, whenever possible, focus on the solution to your problem versus the problem itself. You don't want to give your problems energy because you're just feeding them creating more of that. Okay, everything that happens in your life is a learning opportunity for you to learn and for you to grow. And it's created by you on some level, whether that's conscious or unconscious. You know, you might ask the question, well, why would someone choose to be disabled? Or why would someone choose to be abused? You know, we don't understand someone's soul contract, someone's reason for choosing to incarnate and choose a particular thing. We don't understand it always, but our souls understand it. And everything that we choose as a soul is for our own personal growth that we set in motion before we incarnate. So I want to have these types of experiences. And, you know, we create this sort of general guideline, like a map. You know, I want to be male or I want to be female. And then we have these particular key moments in our life. But along the way, the individual choices that we choose are up to us. We have free will. And because we have free will, it might appear that we're not being helped. It might appear that we don't have any assistance. But it's exactly that free will allows you to reach out and ask for help when you need it. Because we're given the gift of learning from our mistakes. We're given the gift of learning from our choices so that we can grow and become the highest version of us. And if it appears that you're not getting help or not getting assistance, maybe it's time that you ask yourself, have you really asked for it? And when you ask, do you get out of the way and are open to receiving the answer, maybe not how you expect, and just paying attention to the signs? Because we do have angels that watch over us. We do have ancestors who are there. We have spirit guides and spirit animals and ascended masters and many spiritual helpers that are there. But it's important, especially when it comes to the angelic realm, that you ask, because our free will is a gift that cannot be intruded upon. So unless you're asking for assistance regularly, or unless your life is in danger, you know, it might appear to you that you're not receiving help. But I assure you that all you need to do is ask and you will receive it. And maybe one of the ways you're receiving help is through calling into my show. Who knows? Everything happens for a divine reason. And I want to thank you all for joining me today. We're going to do a brief meditation in just a minute where I'm going to bring forth the violet flame. I feel like that's important. If you don't know what the violet flame is, it's a fancy word for violet aura or violet color. Like, you're just basically surrounding yourself in violet. And what that does is that frequency, because every color has a frequency, it dissolves limiting beliefs, it dissolves old things that aren't serving you, and it helps you to move forward through it, on your path, basically. And that's what the violet flame meditation is. I'm going to do that in just a minute. Before I talk about that, I kind of want to talk about this the symbol called the caduceus. And you may have seen this before. And this is a symbol that's oftentimes associated with medicine and Archangel Raphael. What it is, it's a staff that has two snakes wrapped around it, and there's wings at the top. So the medical profession has this on a lot of their, a lot of their stationery or on their jackets. It's this symbol that we associate with medicine, but it hasn't always been associated with medicine necessarily. It's a lot of scholars believe that it was a symbol for commerce and for merchants, and it also has a lot of astrology connections, and it's associated with the planet Mercury, and Mercury is the Roman name for the Greek god Hermes, who was the messenger. And a lot of the beliefs around this is that it's this symbol has healing properties associated with it. But there's a lot of other associations with it as well. If you look at snakes spiraling up, that reminds me of DNA, of how our DNA kind of has that double helix. But it also can be reminiscent of, people talk about the Kundalini rising, which is your energy coming up your spine. There's a lot of different depictions of this, but for some reason, Archangel Raphael kind of wanted me to talk about this, because I think that it's important we understand that the symbol is important as the meaning we assign to it. It's relative. Okay. A good example of that is the swastika. You know, we hear that term, we're like, oh my God, it's this negative thing. We associate it with World War II and Hitler, and that seems to be embedded in our consciousness. But this symbol has been used by Buddhists and other Eastern traditions long before Hitler came along. And it's the sign and the meaning that we associate with it that gives us its purpose. So I think I kind of wanted to talk about that because that is analogous with the energy that you're putting into your health and your life and your own choices that you're making. Whatever you're focusing on, whatever your beliefs are, that's what's going to be true for you because that's just the reality of it. We create our reality. Science proves this, and if you listen to my show, I'm assuming that you're on the spiritual path and you believe this as well. Lots of science to back this up, that our thoughts create our reality. But also, there's energy embedded in different things. We could have another show where I talk about sacred geometry. Now, these are ancient symbols that have energy embedded within them. So it's not just the energy we assign them, but it's the energy that we give them. So I know I'm kind of getting a little bit off topic here with what my show is about. But this symbol of the caduceus is something that you can meditate upon to help you to focus your healing. There's lots of different symbols people use. Some people like to look at a picture of a flower, a rose, because a rose is like blooming. You know, you have your own different symbols that mean something to you, but there's different symbols that you can use to help you heal. Just looking at a picture of an angel can help to bring healing into your life because you're looking, we just generally associate angels with love and God and healing. So just looking at that picture can help you. Looking at pictures of flowers, I've talked about this on my show before, brings the energy of the flower into your essence because the picture has energy. And if you're listening to this show, you might know what Reiki is. Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, is a form of energy healing. And Reiki has all kinds of symbols associated with it. When people do energy healing with Reiki, they are actually like mentally sending symbols out to the client, and these symbols have certain properties associated with them. In reality, if you looked at the symbol, it would just be a symbol. But because so many people believe that these symbols have this healing property, this healing energy, that it's sort of become that. It's evolved into a consciousness of its own. So there's so many different symbols you can use or you can meditate upon. Find something that works for you. Maybe you already have something. Some people have, just thinking of like if you follow the Christian path, people meditate on the cross. The Christian faith, they meditate on the cross. Or if you're Buddhist, you look at the statue of Buddha, some type of symbol that helps you to connect with that. There's many different things you can do, and there's many different forms of healing out there, but to really invite the healing, you have to kind of stick it out of the way and be open to receiving it. You know, you can't heal somebody. If you're a healer, you can't heal somebody that really doesn't want to be healed. You can send healing to somebody, but unless their mind, body, spirit is really in that space to be open to receiving it, it's like trying to pour water into an upside down glass. It's like, yeah, you're sending water there, but they're not receiving it. It's not going into them, so they're not ready for it. So that's, if you are a healer, it's important that the person that you're sending healing to is open to it and ready for it so that they can truly receive it. And same for you. If you're wanting to be healed, it's important that you are open to receiving that, that you're ready for it, ready to make those changes, ready to follow the guidance that you're being given. It's not always easy. It's not always easy, especially when you pray for help and you get the guidance, well, I need to lose this job, or I need to let go of this relationship, or I have to move. And, you know, these major life changes that can be scary. They really can be. But if you trust and you follow your guidance and you know that the angels are with you, it's sure to lead you to something better in the end. How many times have you looked back on your life and kicked yourself and thought, you know what, if I just would have listened to my intuition there, I wouldn't be in this position right now, right? Just think about that. So if you're given the opportunity to change your life, think about how great it's going to be once you actually do. Don't focus on how scary it's going to be or how you're going to get there, because it'll happen. It'll take its time when it's ready in the right time, but it will happen. And the more that you get out of the way and allow yourself to receive that, the quicker that will come to you. So on that note, we're going to do a quick meditation, a violet flame meditation, and then I'm going to get to the phone lines and take your calls and see if I can try to give you some assistance today, whatever generally tends to come forth. Remember, too, that sometimes we ask for something and we get always what we need. I'm just one channel, and what comes through me is what comes through me. It's important to rely on your own intuition, your own angels, and also please remember that I'm not a medical doctor, so if I see something or hear something medical, that's my own intuition. That doesn't mean that I'm prescribing you something like a doctor would. I'm just giving you my own intuitive guidance to try to assist you in whatever way I can, so I hope that you understand that. So let's do a quick meditation wherever you are. Just find a quiet space and put on some music, and we'll get to it. So what I'd like you all to do is just imagine that there is a violet flame that is burning on top of your head. It's like this flame. And you're going to take that violet energy, and you're going to bring it down into your mind. Bring it down through, past your brain, past your mouth, past your throat, through your heart, down through your stomach, through your legs. And it's consuming you so that you are feeling like you are this violet flame. And what this is doing, it's anchoring your higher self. And it is burning up anything that doesn't serve you. We're now working with Archangel Raphael and his team of healers, along with Archangel Michael, to shield us and protect us from any harm and any negative energy, to clear and remove any blocks or limitations that might be blocking us. Bring that in now. Bring in the highest and most beautiful healing energy into ourselves and into this planet. We are anchoring now this beautiful healing energy onto our planet, bringing forth this beautiful healing energy. And we are surrounded by emerald green light now. This Archangel Raphael's beautiful energy. And we see that symbol, the caduceus, snakes intertwined on a staff, associated with healing. Any issue that we need help with healing, we're giving that to you, Archangel Raphael, to please help us to heal this. To let go. To trust that it is working out in the highest good. And anything that's troubling you at this moment, give that to the angels right now, especially Archangel Michael. He's got this kind of hook, and he's like taking things from you that aren't working, bringing them to the light, allowing you to be clear, clean. We also invite in now the Archangel Metatron. Archangel Metatron, to please clear, balance, and align all of our chakras for us now. And release the gunk that's there, that's blocking us. Let us now have the courage and strength to move forward, to make any changes that we are feeling guided to do. Let us be grounded and safe and know that we are loved. And we ask the angels to come near all of us now, anyone that's listening, that they may feel divine light and love of God in every cell, in every tissue, in every muscle of their body, vibrating, shining with the most beautiful love and light in the farthest corners of the universe. And so it is. Awesome. I like doing those meditations, and I hope that it benefited you in some way. It's very brief. The violet flame is something that you can do on a regular basis, especially helpful when you're in water, like in a bath, like a sea salt bath. Sea salt baths, by the way, are great for detoxing and for clearing out other people's energies, other people's frequencies. If you're empathic like me and you want to release it, I'm a teacher, so I pick up my students' energies all day, and that bathtub just kind of clears it out. Of course, grounding is good too. Like, just picture yourself grounding like a tree, going deep down into the ground. That'll send your energy down into the earth. That's helpful as well. There's many different techniques. But again, you have free will, so it's important that you ask for assistance. And it doesn't matter how you ask. You don't have to say it out loud. You can write it. You can scream it. You can sing it. It's your intention from your heart that really makes a difference. You can say something like, okay, I need help. Or you can earnestly say, I really need help. God, please help me, from a place deep within yourself. That's what the angels respond to, is you coming from your heart center and being earnest and open and ready to receive that. So thank you again, everybody, for joining me today. I'm going to get to the phone lines. And if you're new to my show, I will distinguish your call by saying your area code, and that'll get you on the line. And I have some Oracle cards lined up. I work with Oracle cards quite a bit. And let's see, who calls I want to go to first? I feel like I want to come down here to 951. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Good. How are you? Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Well, hello, hello. This, for some reason, I wanted to take your call first, so here we are.
Cool.
How can I assist you today?
Well, I'm just kind of wondering about my life. Anything they're reflecting to you about my life?
At the current moment?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, I remember, because I think I talked with you last week, I keep seeing something about a movie or like a movie director or something when I talk to you. So I don't know what that means in general, but it seems like something to do with making a movie, or your life's like a movie and you're just trying to see like the big picture, I want to draw some cards to kind of give you some guidance here, and we'll see what comes up. And let me also just connect with your energy. So your name's Nathaniel, right?
Nathaniel, yes, it is, actually.
Yeah.
I changed my name a while because I studied names, so I actually changed my name.
What other names have you gone by?
I kind of don't want to get into it. They say not to do it.
Okay.
I just thought I'd mention that.
It's a different energy. I understand.
I thought the angel actually gave me this name, actually.
Say that again?
But I thought the angels gave me this name, or, I was, trying to choose,
Mm-hmm. Got it.
But I do the same thing, and I have, 81 different name cords and stuff, so Ron would be a 6, so the O would be, would be a 6 number, so the vowel is a 6, and then the consonants come in, and then the sum.
I see. Okay. Well, I'm connecting with your energy, and what I get is that, I don't know if you've listened to my shows about earth angels, but I get that you have wise one energy, which wise ones are, these are our sorcerers and like wizard kind of people who have, who are really into earth-based like shamanism and Wicca and things like that, and who have been on this planet for many lifetimes, who have worked to be spiritual teachers or healers, and sometimes carry around a lot of sadness because there's been a lot of sadness that they've experienced in prior lifetimes. And oftentimes, too, they can feel heart issues. They can have heart issues because there's been a lot of sadness. I do feel like you're really connected with the elemental kingdom, though. I feel a strong connection with that. And I felt guided to work with this deck of cards I worked with before on here, Magical Mermaids and Dolphins. Kind of feel like I want to draw some cards from here for you, because I feel like that's what you're connecting with right now. You're working with like these elemental beings that are helping you to just play a little bit, to have some more fun in your life, you know, and to remember like who you truly are. That's kind of what I'm feeling. And I'm going to draw you some cards. Give me just a second here. See, what does Nathaniel need to know right now? So, all right, so you're being guided, is what the cards are saying. It's saying, time to dream big, okay? Let go of small thoughts about yourself. See yourself succeeding. And it shows a picture of a woman she's literally dreaming. And I guess the question I have for you is, what have you been dreaming about recently that you really are just, like, wanting to achieve in your life?
Well, actually, I'm you know, a little short on money, I would say, because I don't have a car. I've been taking the bus, and I want to move out of the high desert here. So some financing, you know, for a car and for a move would actually be really good right now. I do have some money. I did get an award here, but I don't think it's that's certainly not enough to buy a new car.
Okay, well, see, this is exactly what this card is saying, is that you're limiting yourself by not expecting bigger things. You know, I know that when we don't have the money with us, it's easy to say, I don't have it. But you don't want to continue to say, I don't have it, because you're going to have that in your experience. You want to focus on the reality of having it in your presence. You want to focus on what it feels like when you have the money. And focus on the things you do have. Don't focus on what's missing from your life. Focus on the wonderful things that you do have and the gifts that you do bring to the world. You know, focus on what's good and what's there, and more of that's going to come to you. If you dream big and you keep focusing on that, then that's what's going to come to you. So it's time for you to break out of your old limitations and really, move forward with that. I feel like I want to just work with the angels here, if you're open. I kind of want to just clear some energy in your back. I'm already doing this. You're feeling it. I can sense this. And they're clearing there's energy in your back. Like you have other people's stuff in your back. And Archangel Michael, he's got like this, kind of clearing it away, kind of smoothing out. It's almost like there's like a rake in your back. Like it's literally like raking up this energy that's in your back. And I feel like there's this cord in the front that I'm going to kind of pull out. If you're okay, let me see. What is this? It feels like something connecting to mom, like a mother thing, mother issue, some like a similar energy, or some type of female relationship here that's stopping you from feeling like you're worthy. Has there been a relationship where it really disappointed you?
My mom died 11/11/77, and my dad got remarried. Somebody said that he owed her, but he left her a lot of money, and she really didn't like me, and every year they were married, it seemed to get worse. So she hijacked a lot of my family, because my aunt talks to her quite a bit and does her taxes. She's an accountant, and the rest of my other cousin went with her to Alaska after my dad died, and it seemed like I was kind of abandoned when they got married, but I wasn't really, I was, you know, really abandoned when he died, though. So I really felt bad.
I understand. I completely understand. Because what I'm seeing is they're sending you a lot of pink energy right now. And this pink is this beautiful, soft energy. And it's associated with an angel called Archangel Jophiel, who is the angel of self-love, and who will help you to love yourself and to forgive to move forward, because part of the reason why you're stuck, I feel, is because you're giving your power away. You're giving your power away. You're blaming other people. You're blaming other situations for things the way they are, and it's important that you take responsibility and know that everything that's happening is what I talked about at the beginning of the show. It's because you're creating that in your experience, and if you created it, you have the power to change it. You have the power to change that. So it's time for you to really, try some different things, break free and dream big and see yourself succeeding, see yourself doing well, and allow that to come in. And don't focus on where you've been. Just focus on where you want to be. It's interesting too, because I drew another card from this reading, and there's a card about self-employment in here. So is there a business
Well,
that you've
it's
been trying to?
yeah, just anything, because I do astrology too. You know, I know every day of the year, like, you know, Einstein was born the day of relativity and so on. And so, you know, I do that, so I'm able to read for people as well in my own way. And
so what's stopping you from doing that?
Just, I'm kind of here at Barstow, and there's not so many people out here. It's the high desert. It's a kind of a poor community. And
okay, but you realize that that's your
yeah,
ego trying to stop you from doing this.
Sure.
That's like an excuse.
Uh-huh.
You're right that there might not be people in there, but there's other ways. Like I do this radio show. You can have a website. You can do it over the phone. You can do anything you put your mind to. If you just have to, you have to start dreaming big for yourself. Like you really start dreaming big. And I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to be near you. And let's do this together. We're going to ask Archangel Michael, what action steps should Nathaniel take next to move forward? Give him a clear sign. Give him clear motivation, energy, everything he needs to move forward, to let go of what's not serving him, to heal, to release, and to truly step into his power and to make this difference in this world that his soul is wanting him to do. So are you getting any kind of impressions or any kind of thoughts or feelings?
Yeah, you know, I just feel a little clearer. I don't know, I feel a little better.
Okay. Was there any kind of intuitive messages you received there?
No, actually. I just was
fine.
Kind of just being...
Yeah. You're going to receive them throughout the next coming days. Just be open to receiving. And what I want you to do is just continue to ask Archangel Michael to be with you every day and to continue to give you signs and give you the motivation. Because when you feel that, or when you're saying those limiting beliefs, really what it is, you know, I can't do this or I don't have the money, that's when you really want to take a step back and say, nope, those are limiting beliefs. And work with Archangel Michael to clear this out. You know, I think the reason why I'm drawn to this deck of card tree is because you probably need to be near the water, because you're in like where the desert is, and being near the water, I think will help you to hear the angels more, help you to hear your own guides a little bit more, and will help you to kind of release and forgive some of the family things that you have going on right now. And I'm also getting a vision of the Merkaba. Do you know what the Merkaba is?
No.
The Merkaba, it's like a three-dimensional Star of David, and it's basically like a symbol that's associated with ascension and moving forward with your life. And I think it's a symbol that you can meditate upon, or that you can get a crystal that's shaped like that, that'll really help you to just to move forward and to get out of any kind of stuck energy that you're in. You know, I have a little amethyst one. You can buy them. They're like maybe, you know, like $5, $10. They're not very expensive. It's Merkaba, or you can just Google, you know, three-dimensional Star of David or Star Tetrahedron. You know, there's a lot of different names for it out there, but it's like the emblem for ascension and for this new age energy that we have. And I think it's something that might help you to connect with your higher self a little bit and help you to really just to move forward and start doing some of the stuff your soul wants you to do, so you can stop letting your ego stop you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does.
Okay. Well, keep moving forward, and you know, like I said, work with Archangel Michael on a regular basis. Also, work with Archangel Raphael to heal you. And I feel like you could also benefit from healing your space. Like, ask the angels to come heal the space that you live in, because there's some negative energy, like, it's lingering around there. So you probably want to do that as well. And get outside more. I feel like you need to go outside more, you know. And don't make an excuse and say, well, I can't go outside because of this and that. It's like, just go outside, you know. Go outside, get some fresh air, and just get your lungs full, and so you can really connect deeper, you know, with the angels and the fairies and so on. Okay?
All right. Well, thanks.
Absolutely. Okay. Have a good weekend.
Hey, thanks again, Rick.
Thank you so much for calling.
Sure.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to go down to my next call. Looks like you're calling from 201 to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Hello?
Hello. How you doing?
Hi. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm sorry for the background noise. I'm actually outside.
Oh, it's okay. You're outside? Oh, nice.
Yeah. Just trying to learn about healing using the angels. And
awesome.
That's why I'm sitting here. I didn't necessarily raise my hand, but you have... You have anything from the angels, any messages? I always appreciate my angelic messages.
Absolutely, honey. Well, can you give me your name?
My name is Jackie.
Jackie. Hi, Jackie.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm going to just take a minute and just connect with your energy. I kind of feel like you're overwhelmed right now. I kind of feel like you have a lot of things going on, and you really have been
mm-hmm.
reaching out and asking for assistance. And
mm-hmm.
the angels want you to know that they do hear your prayers, and they have been working behind the scenes to release and to clear. They really have. I want to work with Archangel Michael on you right now, guys, because I kind of get the sense that we need to vacuum up your space a little bit, like clear out some older energy. So I'm just
mm-hmm.
going to do that really quick, and if anybody else that's listening wants to help Jackie too, that would be wonderful. We're just going to ask Archangel Michael to just clean up your space, to vacuum up any energy, cut any kinds of remove cords that are like attaching you to anything negative or fear-based. Because I think you're really
mm-hmm.
sensitive, and I think you're really sensitive to a lot of the things happening on the planet right now, politics especially, like it's affecting you and some of the things in the news. And you feel like sometimes you don't feel like you're safe. And it's important that you know that you are safe and that it's okay to step away when you don't feel like you're safe. It's okay to do that. You don't have to compromise yourself. I feel like that's what you needed to hear, that it's okay for you to walk away. It's okay for you to step away from situations that don't resonate with you. That is perfectly acceptable for you to do that. Now, I'm going to work with some oracle cards here to give you some messages. I felt guided to work with these deck of cards that have to do with romance.
Okay.
Something to do with like a romantic issue, or it could also be loving yourself, anything to do with love. And I'm just going to kind of see what cards come up for you as I shuffle here. So give me just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's two cards. One actually kind of sort of jumped out. One card says playfulness. It's a message about you having some more fun in your life. So in order to bring back, to allow romance to really blossom in your life, play a little bit. Or to allow yourself to experience everything that you're wanting, play a little bit. You know, have some fun. And allow that youthful part of you to come out. There's the other card that sort of came out with it. It says codependency. And this
mm-hmm.
card has to do with some type of addiction of some type. It could be a person that's connected to you. It could be alcohol, it could be cigarettes. It's something that is... affecting your energy, and pay attention to whatever it is that you feel as I'm talking. First person or thing that pops into your head, it could be something like sugar, anything like that. Something that is affecting your energy and is sort of like a distraction for you. That is something that we can work to heal, and that's something that Archangel Michael's already there working with you. I feel like I want to actually go to Archangel Michael too, because I have a set of cards that work with Archangel Michael, and I'm going to see what message comes forth with that. So give me just a second. I do feel like your adrenal glands a little bit are kind of overtaxed. Like there's a lot of adrenaline flowing through your system, which tells me there's a lot of stress on you. So that can be caused by like having too much caffeine sometimes can cause that, but having a lot of anxiety in your life
mm-hmm.
can cause you to feel like overwhelmed and stressed. So do you have a current stress release method or thing that you're doing regularly to help you kind of let go?
Yeah, I actually walk my dog and
okay.
I meditate and I try to disconnect and disengage from a lot of stuff because it's
yeah.
funny that you would bring up the glands because I do have a problem with anxiety because I work in a very high-pitched, feverish environment that's very political and a lot of undermining. And it's
Got
draining.
It.
I'm very empathic. The energy is so high sometimes that there's times where I just become overwhelmed with, like, just panic attacks.
Yes,
that's
what
that's
I'm feeling.
The environment. Even when
okay.
I don't feel anxious, it still attaches to me, and I honestly have to sit there and meditate it away, breathe it away, get outside, walk in the rain sometimes just to get away from it because it is taxing. And there is a codependency situation in my life right now with a son who I actually have in therapy. And, you know,
okay.
I'm a smoker, which I know I shouldn't smoke, but, you know,
he
smokes the marijuana. And I'm working on healing because I understand that his situation came about because of fear-based stress as well. You know, he was attacked.
I completely understand. Yeah.
And
here's what I'm feeling as you were talking, Jackie. It's important that you know that you're not responsible for other people. I feel like when you feel other people's stuff, it's like you almost want to, it's like you're taking it on as your own. And I don't think, sometimes you're conscious of it, sometimes you're not. You don't have to heal everyone. You don't have to fix everybody. Sometimes it's okay to walk away. It's okay for things to be as they are because each person will heal in the right time. And I feel by you kind of walking away from situations and not being a part of it, that's going to help you because it's like
okay.
I think you're putting yourself in these situations because I think part of you feels like you have to fix it or you have to make people right or there's something about that energy. And sometimes you have to just know that things aren't always meant to be fixed, and people are going to heal when they're ready for it, and the same is true for you, you know?
Well, in the case of my son,
yeah.
he's a minor, and I'm his
okay.
mother, so my maternal instinct is automatically going to kick in, you know, until
yeah.
I realize that he's able to make his own decisions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I help him through that. We talk about that. The other energies that I pick up was actually thrown upon me by others. Which I don't appreciate it, you know.
Sure, I understand what you're saying.
Or whether it's work, I don't, you know, I don't. Those.
But what
I
feel when you're saying this, Jackie, is that you're putting that out there in the universe that
yeah.
it's other people's fault. And what happens when you do that? And I'm saying this from a place of love, and you're victimizing yourself because you really do. Nobody has the power. To do that unless you give them that power. And that's a hard lesson to learn because I've learned this my life too. One
uh-huh.
of the things you can do is, you know, ground yourself regularly. Do you ground yourself?
Well, see, the weather is breaking now, so I intend to.
Well, you don't need
point,
to be outside to do that.
Okay,
see,
but
grounding,
at this point, walking has been helping.
Okay, see,
me.
What grounding is, it's like
uh-huh.
you picture yourself like a tree. And you
uh-huh.
your feet are like roots of a tree that go really deep in the ground, and you just
uh-huh.
send everyone's stuff deep
uh-huh.
down into the ground, and you say, you know what, this is not my stuff. And you
yeah.
do that regularly. And what you can also do is get some crystal to protect yourself. Get like an onyx or any kind of darker
uh-huh.
crystal, like a black crystal, will help to ground you and protect you from other people's energy. You might
uh-huh.
also think about burning sage. You
uh-huh.
you could also work with Archangel Michael. Surround yourself
uh-huh.
every day in like this bluish kind of like a protective egg. Like just basically surround yourself. Visualize yourself being surrounded by a protective barrier that only love comes in, and anything else
mm-hmm.
just reflects away. So
okay.
I'm actually going to help you with that right now. I'm actually going to kind of ask Archangel Michael here to clear away anything in your energy field that's not your own. He can remove it to the light. And he's going to surround you in a protective barrier shield to reflect away all negativity. Only allow the highest love and the highest frequency to embed your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's around you, in front, behind, side, side. Perfect. So now you're kind of surrounded in like this beautiful, like cobalt blue kind of color. Do you feel different?
Absolutely.
Because it's like you're sealing yourself, you're protecting yourself, and that's something that you can do regularly. I think that that's something that you could do more often, but also grounding yourself, and you know, the meditation is good, but in your meditation, work on, like I said, work on just grounding, because grounding will be really helpful, and bring some of that earth energy up into your body so that you feel more grounded and connected to the planet, and tell yourself, like, that you are safe. That,
mm-hmm.
You know, and say, regularly say, you know what, I am safe. And affirm to yourself regularly that I only attract people who are of light and love. I only mm-hmm. attract people, and to say, you know what, I am not a victim, and other people's stuff is their stuff. I do not take on other people's energy. Like, just keep affirming what you want. You know, don't
mm-hmm.
don't try to victimize yourself, because that's going to lead to more of that in your experience. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. To be honest with you, I really don't ascribe to the victim mentality. You know, I was taught
yeah.
to stand on my own two feet. I understand my connection to the earth. I understand my connection to the universe. It took me a while to get to this place.
Sure.
If I sound like it by the words that I use, it's only because of some distraction. You know,
mm-hmm.
if I was sitting in my room now, my articulation probably would be much different, but I'm not. I'm actually outside, and it's noisy.
Yeah. No, I understand.
But,
I am by no means saying that you're a victim. I just mean that
I have been victimized, but I don't see myself as a victim. I see myself more as a conqueror. I now realize that a lot of the trials that I've been going through pretty much was to subdue me. But
mm-hmm.
it can't win. It can't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there have been hiccups along the way.
Absolutely.
And I'm learning to look at them differently. You know, if anything, it's a matter
Absolutely.
Of the universe was trying to let me see who I am and what I am. Do I get discouraged and doubt at times? Absolutely, because sometimes the battles come too quick. You know,
well, it sounds
breathe.
Like you have a really good understanding of where you're at and where you're going. Just be sure that when the fear and the anxiety comes up, that you take a step back and you say, okay, I am calm, I am
mm-hmm.
safe, and I am protected. Just take a step back and do that and know that will happen. Okay,
right.
I'm going
to
continue
to do that.
Yes, I am going to continue to... send you healing energy, but
Thank
I'm
you.
Going to take some more calls. We have a lot of people that are holding on the line, so I just want you
okay.
to know that I'm just going to always continue to send you love and light and peace, and I want to thank you so much for calling today.
Thank you. I didn't know that I was going to get in. Just real quick, you mentioned something
yeah.
about politics that I was affected by, because I am in a position that's very political and undermining the grounding. Will it help me in that situation?
Well, the grounding is going to help with any kind of taking on other people's stuff. It really is.
Okay.
It's
mm-hmm.
going to help, because if you're sensitive and you're empathic, you're going
mm-hmm.
to take it on automatically. That's just the fact. And grounding it sends it to the earth. But what you can do
mm-hmm.
is, before you go to work in the morning, ask the angels, say, you know what, angels, please surround me today with situations that are of integrity
mm-hmm.
and love and positive energy, and affirm that I am always in situations of integrity. I walk
okay.
with integrity. And just keep
mm-hmm.
putting energy into that, because by saying stuff like, you know, it's always political and it's always political, you're going to create more of that. You know what I mean? Every job's going to have some political stuff in it, but you don't have to create that in your experience. You can create your reality as you want it to be. So create yourself being in a situation. See yourself working with people that love you, working with people that support you, that are of integrity, and just keep manifesting on that. And if that means that you transfer jobs, you go to another job, that'll happen naturally. But just keep putting your energy into the things that you want in your life and let that come into your life. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. That's just what I want. Thank you very
much. Awesome.
I would definitely put my words into practice. Positive affirmation. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. You too. Okay, let's see. Where do I want to go to next? I'm going to get somebody on the line. It looks like I have two people calling from 860, but this is the first person that called in. I got too many people. Hi, welcome to the show. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm good. Thank you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, I thought that. Yeah. I had called in the last show that I
Yeah.
Remember me?
I do, yeah.
So today, since you're doing this multidimensional healing with Archangel Raphael, I would like you to... I wanted to talk about my husband. He has certain physical problems. So could you do a reading for him and find out what exactly is wrong with him?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, medical intuition, it's not something that I am like an expert in, but I will tell you any impressions that come through me.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are people that
specialize in that. That's not something that I specialize in, but all I can do is ask the angels, ask the spirit, and share what comes through me. So let me try that. What's your husband's name?
His short name is Raj.
Raj, R-A-G or J?
R-A-J.
R-A-J, Raj. Okay, got it. And what's your name again?
Oh, my name is Tanu.
How do you spell that? I'm writing it down.
Oh, it's a short name. It's T as in tiger, A as in apple, N as in nose, and U as in umbrella.
Tanu, okay.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything? That's a pretty name.
Yeah, that's a short for the long name Tanuja. That is, it means daughter, one who's born out of the female who's born out of one's body. That's how you understand. Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to connect with your husband, and I'll see what, I'm going to ask Archangel Raphael to see what messages come forth here. So give me just a moment.
Yeah, take it.
No problem. And I'm also going to get some clarity from the cards. So is it like a cancer thing? Or you don't know?
No.
Have you gone to the doctor?
Oh, we have gone to the doctors, but the doctors cannot diagnose it. You know, he has this energy being pulled up his body, you know, from his legs up towards his body. And energy, he feels the energy being pulled out of his body from the various parts of his body. And, you know, so all this causes weakness in his body. Though he's eating well and everything is well, but that causes, and especially this happens when he, this happens most of the time, but it is very strong during the night, you know. So he has this feeling, but the doctors cannot diagnose. We have done all the tests, and they find nothing wrong with him. But that has caused him a lot of weakness in the sense he can carry out his activities, but he's quite in pain most of the time just because of this.
Okay. There's a couple of things I'm getting. My first impression was like some type of like skin cancer or something. That's kind of what I felt, but then it doesn't seem quite right. Because as I was connecting, we were talking about it, and it feels like there's something like this is some type of, it's almost like a past life thing is what it feels like to me. Like there's some type of something from a past life, and as beings on the spiritual path, we're going through this process called ascension, right now, and this is where we're leaving behind the things that no longer serve us, and we're moving into this new vibration. And as we move into this new vibration, old stuff comes up to be released. And a lot of the old things are things from past lifetimes, and you know, and it creates sometimes physical symptoms. And me personally, like last year, I got this infection in my elbow out of nowhere. It made no sense. It was like in my elbow, and I couldn't explain it because I woke up like that. And I come to find out that some of the physical symptoms that we experience, it's part of us moving into this new vibration, this new frequency, this new energy of the planet. So I feel like it's a combination of factors, but I also feel like you're much more spiritual than he is. Like, you're trying to help him kind of connect with that, but he's kind of like, I don't say he doesn't believe, but he's kind of more skeptical than you. Does that make sense?
You know what? I think he's more spiritual than me. He used to do meditation and all before this. He had all these things, you know. But I don't know.
Okay.
But nowadays he doesn't do because he cannot do it. He finds this all very painful and he cannot concentrate, like, you know.
Okay, maybe that's
down.
What I'm picking up on. Yeah, because I kind of just pick up on this kind of like so it almost felt like a sort of sense of like apathy or like you know, just or it's kind of what it felt like. So maybe that's where he's at in his life right now. I just get the feeling like he's moving into like a higher vibrational energy. I think this is what's happening to him. He's going through this transformation because he's moving into higher vibrations, higher frequencies. And the old part of him, the old DNA, the old physical part of him is just, it's leaving. And it's creating these feelings of, you know, sleep loss, you know, like you said, lethargic, lack of energy. And I think it's just a normal part of the evolution that he's going through, especially if the doctors can't find anything wrong. I do feel like there's a lot of gold energy coming in. Like, I see gold, and gold is a really high frequency. It's a high, it's like your higher self, like, coming in. So I think what's happening is that he's existing on this higher dimension. This is kind of what I talked about at the beginning of the show. We're on multiple dimensions at once. We exist on a very, very high frequency, but we also exist on a lower frequency. And sometimes all these different dimensions create discord and confusion because we're all in these different places at once. So I feel like what would be good for him is to pull down that gold energy into his being. And I'm trying to connect with his energy now. Pull down the gold light and do the violet flame of transmutation. The violet flame would really help. And also working on some clearing himself with white light. I think water would be really, like a lot of water, but like purified water that you put your hands on and that you bless the water with the highest frequency of light would really, really help. Going out in nature, I kind of feel, but what's happening, like I get the sense he's really on this high frequency, this high vibration, and his lower self hasn't caught up with that. So it's creating this like confusion kind of energy. And especially when he sleeps at night, he's going through a lot of healings happening when he sleeps and a lot of remembering when he sleeps. And it frightens him because he doesn't always understand it or doesn't always understand the dreams or the visions, you know. But he's walking the path and he's actually connected. I feel like he's been working with Jesus too in a way, because Jesus is a high enlightened being that has been sort of helping him. And what else do I feel here? They want me to work with this deck of cards real quick, so give me just a second.
I have this
deck of cards called Past Life Cards, and I think this might kind of be interesting to see that past life energy that I felt, to see what that's all about. This might give me some clarity. And let me see what this is all about. Give me just a second. Okay, so the card that I drew, it says Egypt. So there's something about Egypt or Egyptian times, the pyramids on there, you know. If I look at the card, it says it's something to do with some type of memory about Egyptian culture or a lifetime there, there could be something that he wants to explore. He might want to explore something about that, or you know, some type of Egyptian culture or Egyptian astrology, something that could help him to remember something. It could be that he was physically harmed in that lifetime, and he has that fear again. Something about Egypt. It's really common with spiritual people that have had a lifetime there, because there's a lot of spirituality from that life, from Egypt. But you know, you might want to seek out like a past life therapist, or somebody that can help you to connect with that. That could help as well. But work with pulling down that gold energy and pulling down the higher self into his being, and allowing him to just feel at peace. And it's important that he continues to focus on perfect health, that he is safe, that all is well, because when we focus on the problem and what's wrong, we're going to have more of that in our experience. So in the higher frequencies, focusing on perfect health is going to make that happen. Focusing on any kind of something going wrong is going to make that happen. You know, so you're going to feel some discord when you go through these changes, but welcome them with peace and love, and focus on the health. Focus on being in perfect health. Focus on being safe and all those things, and that's going to happen more in your reality. Now, I see Archangel Raphael. Archangel Raphael is telling me that everything's going to be fine. It's just he's going through this some type of transformation. There's some, like he's really opening up to his higher self is what I feel, and that's kind of what's happening. He's leaving behind just things that don't work anymore. That's what's happening.
So going forward, it's not going to cause him causing him health problems, but going forward, it is nothing to be fearful about, right?
Well, that's what Archangel Raphael is telling me. But remember, I'm not a doctor. But you said you talked to a doctor.
I understand
they
that.
Said, yeah, and they said there's nothing wrong. So I think that a lot of it is just he's focusing on the challenges, and that's creating more of that. You know, like you're going to feel these challenges, but focus on yourself being at peace and being in health and being, you know, safe and secure, and you'll have a better time, you know. But there's a lot of stuff that he's releasing. It's called purging. He's purging a lot of things that that are necessary for him to move forward in his next evolutionary thing. And that's kind of what I get.
So this has been going on for nearly a year now. So what is Archangel Raphael saying? How long will it continue?
I'm getting a few more years really of just it's gonna, and it's not just your husband. It's happening for all of us. We're all going through these phases. We're all going through these transformations, and it's just it's whenever they need to be released, they will come up to be released. But it's nothing to be alarmed about. It's just normal part of the evolution of moving forward with the next wave. But I do feel like eventually it's going to mellow itself out, and he's going to be in a different place of vibration, and the planet is going to be in a different place. Like the planet's super changing right now. It's like intense for a lot of people. So keep having him drink water where you bless the water with positive healing energy. Just put your hands on it and send healing energy to the water. You know, you can always ask the angels to come in and to make this transformation a little bit easier, so it doesn't create as much discomfort, you know. And also continuing to do the violet flame and pulling in the gold energy, I think will kind of help to move forward. But I don't really get there's anything to be alarmed about. It's just a normal part of transformation.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. I'll listen to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Again. Bye.
Actually, I don't know if I'm going to have a show tomorrow, because I actually have some errands I have to run and some things I have to do. But I'm going to be on the air next week.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, it was nice speaking with you, Tanu.
Yeah, same here.
Okay,
Thank you.
Lots of love to you and Raj.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
No problem. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So it's important that everybody listening understands that if you have what seems to be medical issues and you go talk to a doctor and they can't find anything wrong, it is possible that you're experiencing what's called ascension symptoms, which are just normal changes that happen when we go through evolutionary cycles. And there's, you can go online, you can Google, in fact, you can even go on my website, ascensionmagic.com, and in the resources section, I have a whole list of them. It's stuff like feeling like you're losing control, feeling like you're going crazy, lack of sleep or too much, feeling like you're tired all the time, weird rashes on your body. There's all these different symptoms, headaches, extreme headaches, but headaches in like weird parts of your body and for no apparent reason, you know, stuff like that, itching on your skin, especially itching on your third eye when your third eye starts to open. These are just clear indications that you're evolving, that you're opening, and it's important that you face them with love instead of fearing it, because it's part of the cycle. It's like growing pains is what it is. You're going through a normal transformational cycle. So if this sounds like you, then hopefully this has been helpful to hear that. You can Google that. It's called Ascension Symptoms. I have a podcast about that too that I did last year. Maybe I think it's time to do another show about ascension and this next wave of ascension that's coming. So I'm going to kind of write that down. Maybe in the next 2 weeks I'll do a show about that. But let's get back to the phone lines. And let's see, I got a lot of different people calling in. Ooh, I'm so thankful. Let's go to this one. You're calling from, let's see, which angle say. Let's go to 252. I think I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks for taking for my call. Can I have a
of
message
course.
From the angel? Yeah.
Oh, sure. Can you give me your name, hon?
Keisha from North Carolina.
Hi,
and
Keisha.
Yes, I was thinking about it, and all the stuff you were just saying, I think I have been going through. And
uh-huh.
I've also been having a lot of popping. I mean, popping of bones in weird places of my
yeah.
body. Big
yeah, that happens
popping.
A lot.
Yeah,
I was just,
so,
like I was telling Tanu, like I started getting these weird kind of rashes in places that don't make any sense
I
for
did
no
that.
Reason.
Like, why? Yeah, I was like, look, did my mother change the detergent? Because I know I got sensitive
yeah.
skin. Yeah, so I was checking the detergent. No, and I don't know. So it was like weird. Like, where did that come from?
Uh-huh.
Did I lay in something? You know, my sheets not clean or something? I don't know. So,
well,
you know,
what happens as our DNA is being upgraded. Our DNA is being
yeah.
upgraded, and what happens is that the DNA changes and it creates our different symptoms in our body, and that's what's kind of happening to you. I feel sometimes too, you get really hot. Like, do you get like hot flashes a lot? Sometimes, like,
oh,
feel like
yeah,
really hot.
It comes and goes. Okay, so but I've been getting a lot of this since like years ago. So it must
mm-hmm.
be every couple of years. Is upgrading, like it's more energy coming
yeah.
in or something. Because I thought
yeah.
I was getting ascension signs like years ago, and then it
mm-hmm.
went away. And then now they're starting to come again, the pops
mm-hmm.
and the pains, the phantom
yep.
pains. And then,
yeah, I get that too.
Yeah, yeah, so.
Yeah, I also get, sometimes I get like a headache, but it's weird. It's like in the back of my head. It's really weird. And I kind of connected with that, and the angels were telling me that it's our reptilian brain, which is basically like our lower self, that's being released. So we're moving into the higher part of ourself. So that's really, really interesting. I want to work with this deck of cards for you called Messages from the Angels, because you have such a sweetheart. You're so giving. Oh, my God, your energy is like, it's making me emotional because you're so, so sensitive and you're so, so sweet. And it's like I connect
uh-huh.
with you because I can feel how it is. You've given a lot, and people haven't always given back, and people have taken advantage of you sometimes. And as an empath,
yeah.
I'm feeling that sadness. I want you to know that I appreciate you and love you and acknowledge all the beautiful part of you that you're bringing to the world. So I want you to feel that and know that, because you need to hear that, okay? And I'm going to work with this deck of cards called Messages from Your Angels. See, what do your angels want you to know right now?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see. Okay. I'm going to shuffle here. Okay, so this one kind of comes out. And, okay, So I don't know, it's really interesting. It says conditions aren't favorable right now. Wait or look into other options or ask the angels to help you. Have you been asking to make a decision recently?
Yes, and no, it's not very favorable. But I'm thinking in a couple of months, maybe things will lighten up a little bit and I'll be able to do what I want to do.
I got it, because the next card that comes up, it says your outcome will occur in the very near future. Just have patience,
yeah.
Have faith, and don't try to force it. Don't try to force it to happen. It's all about divine timing, which I think you're very good at understanding. It's just letting things happen naturally. Where in the past, maybe you haven't been like that, but you are now. And there's another card that I pulled that says there's new experiences that are happening to you both spiritually and psychically, and it's changing the way you view the world. So allow yourself to open up through study, through prayer, through meditation. That's kind of the messages that the cards are saying for you. I also want to work with another deck. I got two decks for you today. This one's with the fairies, because the fairies have that kind of playful energy, and they help us to manifest. So I'm going to see what they want you to know. Yeah, let me do that. Give me a second. Just shuffling here. Okay. So this one is the one. And, okay, it says quiet time. So it's like you're being guided to just kind of take this time to go within and really connect, you know, really connect with your angels, really connect with where you want to go so that you can know exactly how you're going to get there. You know, it's like you're in this phase of getting it together and just going within and letting go of a lot of stuff from your past that doesn't serve you. That's really what you're going through. I think you've been at the point where you're like, you know what, this is old energy. I don't need this anymore. I don't want it. It's not who I am. And you're okay with that. And you're at the point you're evolved enough in your consciousness to know that, you know what, this isn't me anymore. This doesn't serve me. I'm ready for the next thing. And I think that's where you're at. And I see Archangel Michael with you. He's moving and cutting cords right now. Any kind of thing that's attaching you to any old relationship, whether that's romantic or family, anything that's blocking you from moving forward and helping you to take back your power so that you can feel confident with who you are, so that you can move forward with confidence is kind of what I feel. He's giving you that strength right now so that you can move forward. And I'm asking him to be with you, to release anything that isn't working, and to give you strength right now at this moment, helping you to be really crystal clear. I think that's kind of where he's at.
Amen.
But exactly where you are, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Everything's going along perfect. It's just you're in this sort of incubation kind of stage where things are starting to happen. It's building up. And you're ready to do this huge release. And when you do, you're going to be taking major steps forward. It's like I'm seeing you like giant leaps. You're not quite there, but you're almost at that point. You're just so ready to do it. And once you do and you take control of your life, you're going to be so much more at peace and just feel more happy, because you're creating your life as you want it to be. You're not accepting any kind of negative energy or any kind of excuses or anything like that. You're going to be at like, you know what, I deserve the best. This is what I want, and I'm going to take it, and I deserve it. And that's where you're going. That's where you're going. Have you thought about actually doing readings like this for a career or for people? Because I kind of feel that.
Yeah, I should. I hear that I'm good, but I don't think I believe it when people tell me that I'm good. I gotta be like, they just
that's
lying.
Your ego, honey.
Trying to make me feel good about myself. That's all.
That's your ego. That's
I'm
your ego trying to stop
it.
You. Because, you know, there's a course that's coming up soon through Doreen Virtue. Do you know who Doreen Virtue is?
Yeah,
her and Radley.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Her. Well, she kind of she trained me in how to do it, and she have an internet.
Yeah.
Well, she has an internet course that's coming up in a few weeks. And it's at your own pace, and I believe there's going to be some discounts on it because it's like a special promotion, and you could do it on your own. you know, and you get a certificate that you're certified that you can do angel card readings for people, and it's what I kind of started with. So I'm recommending it that for something for you because I think it would help you to gain confidence mm-hmm. and to feel successful with it. So what I want you to do if you're interested, just sign up on my Facebook page. Go to facebook.com Ascension Magic. Mm-hmm. That's my Facebook.
Okay.
And then in the next couple of days, I'm going to be putting a link on there of how to sign up for the course.
Okay.
And you can just click that link, and if you feel like you want to take it, great. If not, no big deal. But I think that it's something that would benefit you. I think that it's something that would bring you some joy, and it would help you to gain answers. It would help you to get more clarity in your life. I really think it would help you.
Okay. Well, we'll look into it. I'll look into it. Yeah.
Yeah, right, definitely check that out. You're welcome.
I will. Definitely. All right.
Well, it was nice talking with you.
All right. Yeah. I'll talk to you later, though. I'll call you back. Yeah, next week. All right.
Okay, that sounds great. All right. Have a good one. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So let's see. I think I have time for one more call. I'm going to get to my I think it's my last call. You're calling from area code 860 also. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hello? Is it me?
Hi, Denise.
Hi,
how are
Susan.
You? Oh, Susan. I thought you said Denise.
No, I said
it
was me.
I was like,
so
Denise.
So glad you picked me. Thank you.
Of course. How can I help you today, hon?
Whatever comes through, maybe.
Okay.
With family matters.
Okay. Got you. Yeah. I really do see Archangel Michael with you right now, which is the angel of strength and courage, because you've been asking for the strength and courage, and he's there, and he is protecting you, and he is guiding you, and he clearing whatever you've asked for in your family situation. I kind of get the sense that there's nothing to fear. Things are going to get better. Things are clearing out. It's like a storm that came through or something. I mean, it's symbolic. Like, I'm seeing a storm, and then the clearing through the storm is kind of what I'm being shown, because I drew a card, mm-hmm. and it says new beginnings and fresh start. New beginnings and fresh start. So there's something about, like, this is, like, the worst is behind, and there's new things coming for you, and it shows an angel that's, like, just like I said, the clouds are clearing, and the, you know, like, there's a clear sky, and everything that you could be asking for is coming. And there's another card that I drew. It says something about taking your time while you're making decisions. So there's some decisions, maybe legal decisions, possibly, especially if it's family matters. But it's saying take your time, and there's no need to rush, no need to worry about it, because everything's going to happen in divine order. Now, I've got a couple other decks of cards here. I want to just get some other messages too. So I just got this deck. It's the Psychic Tarot from John Holland. I don't know if you've seen this deck, but it's really nice because it's got, like, chakras in there, and it tells you what chakras are blocked, and the artwork's, like, really, really pretty artwork. So I want to draw something from here. I'm thinking about your family situation and thinking, like, okay, what the angels are wanting you to know. Yeah, I just keep, like I said, I'm just getting the image of the worst behind, the clouds are cleared. And the card that I drew from this, it's the awareness card, and it's such a beautiful card. And if you want to go on my Facebook, I'll send you a picture of it. It's got this wise man, and he's connected to all that is, to all the spirituality, saying that everything you need in your life, and whether that's intuition, you know, abundance, creativity, love, psychic energy, whatever, it's already within you. And when you tap into that, you realize that there's nothing really missing from you. So this card's about you know, your own ability and your own awareness to create your reality in whatever, however you want that to be.
So cool, because that's, like, been happening in my life, and I'm like, is it a coincidence or am I manifesting this? You know, because it was all things, as I'm doing it, things are happening.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome, because we all have the ability to create our reality. The thing is, sometimes we're not aware of it, and now that you're becoming aware of it, you're going to see more and more of that in your reality, and that's what Archangel Michael's there. He's giving you the confidence. He's actually a guide for you. he's guiding you to make the choices, because you're really connected with the higher realms, and sometimes this reality is harsh and scary for you, and he's helping you to keep that connection between earth and sky so you don't feel lost. He's definitely there guiding you. I want to draw one more card from this deck, and then I'm going to go to Archangel Raphael. What's that? You're from Orion?
Is there any guides that are there from Orion? Or Orion?
It's possible, but you know, I would tend to say yes, because as I'm looking at these cards, I was really drawn to the stars. I really was. And I was wondering why that was, and now it makes a lot of sense why I'm looking at the stars, because Orion is the stars. And so if that's what feels right for you, then trust that. Honestly, though, I'm not getting any intuition about that, but that doesn't mean that it's not true. It feels like that, you know, that definitely could be a possibility. So give me just one moment here. I'm going to get one more message for you here. And I'm thinking about your family situation again.
My granddaughter, yeah.
It's your granddaughter? Okay. Okay.
Well, she's the one caught in the crossfire.
The message from Archangel Raphael, it says to expect a miracle. It says, Dear God, Archangel Raphael, thank you for your miraculous intervention, which has restored my faith and health for whoever the person is. So it's a very positive message. You know, I do kind of feel like what's going on right now, but like I said, they were showing me clouds lifting, like a storm being cleared. So like the worst is behind, for sure. Yeah. That's the message that I was kind of getting for you for today. But that's kind of all that's coming through me right now, hon.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Of course. I hope you have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too.
And thank you for calling.
I don't know what state you're in, but spring is almost here.
I know. Well, I'm in California, and we're getting, like, hammered with rain right now.
Oh, that's good, though, right?
It is a good thing. We totally need the rain. Yeah, it's
a
totally good thing. I'm happy it's not snow. That's what I'm happy about. Okay. Well, thanks for calling again, Susan. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Sure. So that's my last call for today. If I didn't get to your call, no, there's always a message for you. That's my intention. And then we had a lot of messages today about ascension, going through the process, transformation. And I also talked a lot today, too, about expecting the best and knowing that that can come to you. And also perfect health and healing of you, it exists right now. But we don't always focus on that. We focus on what's wrong. So take some time this weekend to connect and think about all the things that are going right in your life, and know that you'll see more of that. Now, next week on my show, a week from today, I'll be doing more intuitive readings. But on Sunday, I'm going to have a guest, and my guest will be Nikki Gross, and she is a psychic medium. And we're going to be talking about how to heal your family's ancestry, your family's DNA that's in you, that you might be trying to let go of old patterns that are handed down by your family. And she is a psychic, she's a medium, and she's my friend. And we're going to be taking your calls, trying to connect with the other side, and having a great time and bringing healing and blessings. So I hope you can join us next week. If you like my show, please click follow on Blog Talk, because that'll keep you posted with new episodes, and it will also help to promote my show, so I greatly appreciate that. Also, my website, ascensionmagic.com, where you can get a professional reading. I also have lots of resources on there. Some of my earlier shows are archived on there, as well as a community on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. So I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Please know that I'm sending you lots of love, and I always like to say that all is well. All is well.